It's just Serena again. What a blast. And also, today's episode is unscripted because, first of all, I didn't have the time to write a script because I was cleaning, like, a whole bunch. And second of all, I think it'd be fun to have, like, an episode where I am not talking from a piece of paper, you know? And it's kind of just me chatting, like a little fireside chat, except I think those were actually scripted. Anyways, I'm alone because Grace is still at camp. Thank you, Grace. So this is the episode I did talk about last week. For those of you who don't want to hear anything about ghosts, even though it's not scary at all, you can just skip this one because some people just get uncomfortable and I don't judge you for that. Today's episode is not just about ghosts, it's about how they exist or what are the theories on why we see them. So let's get going on this. I've been pretty excited for this topic for a little while now, so best to just get straight into it. So we've all been like, I don't know, nervous. We've seen something a little spooky. I don't know, we were like 12 years old on our laptops and looking up ghosts caught on tape. And that night you were like kind of looking around in the dark corners of your room. It's like, what is that? Is that my lamp or is that a little something something? We've all experienced that. A lot of that is paranoia. And that's what a lot of things like spooky stories are. And I know that, A, from experience. And B, because I've heard so many stories of people telling ghost stories, and it's just like, I know them well enough to know that that's not what happened. They were just nervous. They were just having paranoia. There's also such a thing as hallucinations and sleep paralysis. So sleep paralysis, as I'm sure many of you know, is when you are kind of asleep, but your brain is going nutso. Well, you're like awake, but your brain is in the stages of sleep. So you're dreaming with your eyes open, basically. And you can't move because your body has turned itself off. And sometimes these dreams can be pretty terrifying. And then we've also got hallucinations, which come with sleep paralysis. That just means seeing something that's not there. So like you see, instead of your sweater hanging on your hook or something, you see a dude standing there. I think I have had a hallucination once before. It wasn't pleasant, but like, it happens, I guess, when you're tired, when you're stressed, if you have sleep paralysis. Those are the basic theories of why it would happen. Also, forgive my voice today. I don't know what's going on. I'm losing it, I guess. You probably can't hear the difference, but I can feel it, and it feels like I'm talking wacky. There's a couple more theories. One of the theories is obviously that these are visitors from heaven or hell or whatever you believe in, or they're visitors from a past life. I do understand the visitors from heaven or hell because, I mean, I'd kind of want to visit. And one of the last theories I can think of at this moment, because remember, I didn't script this at all. So one of the last ones I can think of is probably my favorite one. And I think, if you know the famous author C.S. Lewis, who wrote like Narnia, and this is his belief on ghosts. According to one of his books, at least, it might not be his actual belief, I don't have the right to say that. But I think that the book is, I can't remember exactly what it's called, like The Great Divorce or something. He basically says that ghosts are in a different plane than ours. So think about like the Upside Down from Stranger Things. I know that reference will get to a lot of you. Think about Stranger Things. That will help it make more sense to you. So basically what hell is, he says, is our world, our existence, but without the people, without the love, without God, without brightness. And he basically says that when you see a ghost, you are peering into the other plane, and that's what's going on because they are showing themselves for just a second. My theory on what is going on is that, yes, hell is actually reliving these worst moments of your life, but without anyone there to guide you. So a lot of times, I don't know if you've watched like Ghost Adventures, and they're like, there's these ghosts called residual ghosts. Personally, I believe what that quote-unquote residual ghost is actually somebody possibly, this is my theory, remember, and I am literally a teenager, so it's not based on any sound science. When you see them, it's basically you're peering into their hell, and you're seeing them replaying over and over what they've experienced. Now we've also got what's his name, Zach Bagans. I haven't watched that show in years. but what he calls like a, I can't remember exactly, but like a ghost that isn't residual and it's intelligent. I don't know about that. Honestly, it could be anything. So we're not going to talk about that because that's when it starts to get onto the spookier side. And I have made a promise on this podcast to not be spooky. Well, spooky's okay, I guess, but not scary. So that's the ghosts. I have had probably several experiences of paranoia. I don't know about actually seeing ghosts. I don't know if I actually ever have. Not gonna lie. I've had hallucinations. I've had paranoia. I've been terrified of something that wasn't there, you know? But that's like, I think that's as far as it goes. I haven't had like a true ghost encounter. And I'm fine with that. I don't need that today. Not today, not ever. This year's already been wacky. A lot of people, they visualize ghosts as see-through. And like these little forms that don't really have a shape. They're just these little kind of smoky beings. Or, you know, they've got blankets over them or whatever. And that's actually really not what they would look like. They might be slightly transparent. I don't know where the transparent idea came from, though. Maybe that they were made of smoke or something. But I think most of the time, like a ghost or some sort of energy that's there will actually just look like a person. I know it sounds like I'm pulling this all out of my butt, but I have also been like listening to podcasts by professionals and reading websites and books on these types of things. So like, although I didn't do a whole lot of research for this episode, I do know a lot about this topic just because I've seen professionals, and that does not count ghost adventurers. Ghost adventurers are not professionals. Well, they might say they are, but I think a lot of what they do is fake. So now we're gonna take a short little itty bitty baby break for a word from our sponsor. Well, technically it's not a word from our sponsors, I'm saying it, but you know what I mean. Alright guys, welcome back, and we are going to continue talking on this topic, and honestly, I don't have a bunch to say, but I need to keep going, because this is a short episode, and it's always short when Grace isn't here, so get back here, Grace, because I miss content. I've got plenty of theories on ghosts and why they exist. Everybody's got plenty of theories on what happens after we die, but remember, this is nothing we can know for certain until we're dead, and the problem with not knowing till we're dead is when you're dead, you can't really come back and tell people, oh, this is how it goes. So that's just something we kind of have to deal with and be like, well, now I know and they don't. Oh, well, that sucks. So this is something you can think about. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it, and it's fine, because I'm pretty sure most people don't believe it, and I'm chill with that, because who would? A lot of people will base these ghosts on fear. You just watched a horror movie that night, and that's why you're seeing ghosts. I mean, I can agree with that. A lot of it is psychology. That's why I used to be afraid of everything when I was little, and as I've grown up, I haven't been afraid of stuff, and I haven't seen ghosts, so it's like, well, what is that little connection there? So that's all I've got for you, I guess. I'm just... You know, this is all coming right out of my brain. If I had a script, it might be longer. I do not have any ideas for future episodes. So if you want to DM me on Instagram at crazeminutepodcast, but with a bunch of underscores, so good luck, then you can DM me with an idea that you would like me to research, or you can comment on one of my posts. Whatever is easier for you. Honestly, I couldn't care less as long as I can see. I will also be thinking of things. And that is actually a good plug for my Instagram. So go follow my Instagram at Crazed Minute Podcast. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, because who doesn't want those reviews? Am I right or am I right? If you look in our description, either in the episode description or in the description of the actual podcast, there is a link to our Patreon. And Patreon is where you guys can go and become donators. You can be a one-time donator or a monthly donator. Doesn't matter. Honestly, I don't expect anyone to be a monthly donator. If you cannot hear, my audio quality is pretty bad, and that's because I don't have a microphone yet, so I'm recording literally from my laptop. It's not horrible, but it's not grand, and I would really love a microphone. And also, you can see at the bottom of the episode description a link to Anchor Podcast. And that is how I support myself as well. Because if you go to Anchor Podcast, it's the same as going to my Patreon. And you can donate there instead if that works better for you. You go ahead and do that. Don't forget to follow the podcast. And have a beautiful rest of your week. Bye, guys.